chapter 98 to 99.
And now, I swear to you, the sensible and not the senseless, that you will see many lawless deeds upon the earth, because men will adorn themselves with beauty like women, and fair colors more than virgins, in royalty and greatness and authority. But silver and gold will be among them as food, and in their houses these will be poured out like water, because they have no experience nor sensibleness. This is how they will perish together with all their possessions and all their glory and their honor. And for a dishonor and a desolation and a great slaughter, their spirits will be cast into a fiery furnace. I swear to you, sinners, that it was not ordained for a man to be a slave, nor was a decree given for a woman to be a slave woman. For sin was not sent to the earth. Instead, humans created it by themselves, and those who practice it will be subject to a great curse. And barrenness was not given to a woman. Instead, it was due to the works of her hands, because it was not ordained for a slave woman to be a slave woman. This practice was not given from above. Instead, it happened because of oppression. Likewise, the lawlessness was not given from above. Instead, it came from a transgression. Likewise, a woman was not created barren. Instead, due to her own unrighteous deeds, she was punished with childlessness, and without children, she will die. I swear to you, sinners, by the Holy One, the Great One, that your wicked works will be revealed in the heavens, that not one unrighteous work will be hidden. And do not imagine in your soul, nor say in your heart, that they do not know, and that your unrighteous deeds are not seen in the heavens, and that they are not written down before the Most High. From now on, know that all of your unrighteous deeds are written down day by day until the day of the judgment. Woe to you, senseless men, because you will perish due to your senselessness, and you will not listen to the sensible men, and the good things will not come to you, but evils will encompass you. And now know that you have been prepared for a day of destruction. Do not hope to be saved, O sinners. Depart and die, knowing that you have been prepared for a day of great judgment and of greater constraint for your spirits. Woe to you, ones who are stiff-necked in heart, who work evil and consume blood. From where do you have good things to eat and drink and be satisfied? From all the good things which the Lord, the Most High, has abundantly provided on the earth. You will have no peace. Woe to you who love the works of unrighteousness! Why do you have fair hopes for yourselves? Now let it be known to you that you will be delivered into the hands of the righteous ones, and they will cut off your necks, and they will kill you and not spare you. Woe to you who rejoice over the evils which befall the righteous ones! Your grave will not be dug. Woe to you who wish to annul the accounts of the righteous ones! You will have no hope of salvation. Woe to you who write lying accounts and accounts of error! They write them down, and they lead many astray with their lies. You yourselves err, and you will have no joy. Instead, you will suddenly perish. Woe to you who commit erring acts, and who receive honor and glory for the works of this falsehood. You will perish. You will have no salvation for good. Woe to you who alter the accounts of the truth and pervert the perpetual covenant and rationalize that they themselves are without sin. They will be swallowed up in the earth. Then be prepared, O righteous ones, and present your petitions as a memorial. Offer them as a testimony before the messengers, so that they may bring in the sins of the unrighteous ones before the Most High God as a memorial. And then the nations will be thrown into confusion, and the ancestral houses of the nations will rise up in revolt on a day of the destruction of the unrighteousness. At that very season, those who are giving birth will cast out and will sell and abandon their infant newborns. And those who are pregnant will abort. And those who are nursing will cast out their children, and they will neither return to their infants, nor to their sucklings, nor will they spare their beloved ones. And again, I swear to you, sinners, that sin is prepared for a day of ceaseless bloodshed. And those who worship stones, and who carve images of silver and gold, both wood and stone and clay, and who worship phantoms and demons and abominations and wicked spirits and every one of the errors, not according to knowledge, and they will find no help from them. And they will be led astray by the senselessness of their hearts, and their eyes will be blinded by the fear of their hearts, and the visions of their dreams will lead you astray. You, in the works of this falsehood which you have made and wrought, and you will perish in an instant. And then, happy will be all those who have listened to accounts of sensible men, and will learn them to do the instructions of the Most High. And they will walk in the paths of His righteousness, and they will not go astray with those who err, and they will be saved. Woe to you who spread evil against your neighbor, for you will be slain in the netherworld. Woe to you who make scales of sin and deceit, and who cause bitterness upon the earth. For because of this, they will be brought to an end. Woe to those who do not build their own houses with their own labors, and construct a whole house with the stones and bricks of sin. Woe to you! You will have no peace! Woe to those who reject the foundation and inheritance of their fathers, which is from the first age, and a spirit of error pursues you. You will have no rest. Woe to you who practice this lawlessness and aid this unrighteousness, murdering their neighbor until the day of the great judgment. Because then, you will rub out your glory and lay affliction on your hearts, and arouse His fury against you, and destroy all of you with the longsword. And all the righteous ones will remember your unrighteous deeds.